Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When George Putnam took over as editor of the Medford Mail Tribune in 1907, he vowed to speak out against corruption. This soon led to his being thrown in jail for daring to accuse railroad baron W.S. Barnum of attacking Medford's mayor, J.F. Reddy, with an axe. The incident became known as the Barnum-Reddy fight. Putnam published his own eyewitness account of Barnum chasing Mayor Reddy down the street with an axe. In a rage, Barnum threw the axe at Reddy, barely missing his head. As a result, Putnam was arrested for libel. Not only was he put in jail and fined, but also was assaulted in the street and indicted by a grand jury packed with six friends of Barnum and only one eyewitness, Putnam himself. Putnam, who was not prone to violence, kept a gun on his newspaper desk until the personal attacks against him stopped. In 1919, Putnam sold the Tribune to Robert Rule, whose editorials against political corruption won a Pulitzer Prize. As Putnam wrote after the Barnum-Reddy fight, "The paper that has no enemies has no friends." Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.